here's a story from The World.
When the residents of Hawaii see the clock turn midnight tonight, the U.S. Census count will grind to a halt. That's because of a new Supreme Court ruling this week. Census takers, though, say they haven't finished the job, in part because of delays caused by the coronavirus. An early end to the count will have a big impact on immigrant communities and communities of color. They've had a long history of being underreported in the census, which means their communities miss out on federal funding and congressional representation. Lisette Escobedo directs the National Census Program at NALEO, a nonprofit group working to civically engage Latinos. Lisette, the census is ending 2 weeks earlier than originally planned. Why does this matter?
2 weeks can mean a lot. We know that there's been a lot of confusion around the deadline. So there are a lot of folks in our community that actually have the October 31st as their final deadline because we promoted it when we got the ruling. That was the initial deadline that the Census Bureau had as well when they extended operations during COVID-19. Because of the shortening of the non-response follow-up process, we're pretty certain that the data that's being gathered is not accurate, it's not fair, and it's not just to our communities.
What is the reason for Latino communities in particular to be historically uncounted or undercounted?
There is a huge fear of sharing information, even things such as birthdays, such as how many people I have in my household. And so it does take a significant lift to try and get immigrant communities, undocumented communities to participate in the census. It takes trusted messengers. And so when you cut all of that short, it becomes particularly challenging. I mean, I had conversations with my grandma, who's a legal permanent resident, who didn't want to fill out the census because she felt that in some way her filling out the census was kind of alerting the government that she was trying to seek benefits in a time where there's an administration that is trying to not guarantee any type of benefits, even for legal permanent residents. And so you can only imagine for those community members who may not have access to anyone that can explain this to them, just how critical our outreach efforts and our outreach campaigns become in this work.
Lisette, when you think about how complex and chaotic this year's census has been, getting an accurate count with this looming, moving deadline, is there one story that you come back to?
You come back to really the power and the voice that young Latinos have in this country, because there were so many calls that we received to our national hotline where we had the grandma or the mom on the line, right? And our operators were explaining to them what are their response options, right? Online, et cetera. And you could always hear a young person, either that it's their son, their niece, their nephew, a family member that was younger. You know, you can hear them in the background helping them, right? And saying, oh, yeah, I heard that. You know, I'm typing it in the computer right now. You know, let me help you out. So it's really important to understand the important role that family members play in the civic engagement space. In general, folks say, you know, this process is very easy. You can do it in 5 minutes. You can do it in 10 minutes. It's understanding that our community is more complex than that, right? There's this sense that targeting Latinos is translating the commercial into Spanish, and that's just not how it works. And so it also took us working closely with the Bureau to look at their messaging and to figure out, you know, is this something that was translated to Latinos, or is this something that's actually tailored to Latinos based on our attitudes, our messaging research? You really need to understand the Latino community to reach them, to have a trusted message, to understand that their trusted messengers are not always monolingual Spanish speakers.
Lisette Escobedo directs the National Census Program at NALEO, a nonprofit group working to civically engage Latinos. Lisette, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
From PRX.